7:53 on the Tony Conley Morning Show, 1320 WILS, 1320WILS.com. Good Thursday morning to you. It's 75 degrees. Let's go out to the McLaren Health Plan phone line and talk with Susan Harley, who's the Michigan Policy Director with the Clean Water Action organization. She's on the other end of our line. Hi, Susan.
Hi, Tony. How are you doing this morning?
I'm doing very well. Tell me about what you do at Clean Water Action.
So I'm the Michigan Policy Director. We work on legislation as well as informing the public about environmental issues that are affecting their lives, such as coal ash.
All right. So coal ash is something that you are going to be getting the word out a lot. As a matter of fact, this morning at 10:30 a.m., you have a press conference. Tell us about this story.
Well, thank you so much. The story is that coal has a dirty, not so little secret of ash, and that is the byproduct of burning coal. It's very toxic. It has contaminants like arsenic, mercury, lead, hexavalent chromium, that chemical made so popular by Erin Brockovich, how she exposed its cancer-causing properties. So we are letting the world know today that it's the two-year anniversary of the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency announcing that they would put in place safeguards for the storage of coal ash. Yet 2 years later, we don't have a finalized rule for coal ash. So we want to make sure that EPA takes quick action. Also today, there's some work being done in Congress that is attempting to block the EPA from passing those rules. So a really important time today to let the world know that coal ash is still a problem, still affecting families here in Michigan and in Lansing.
All right, coal ash, what's currently done with it?
So right now, it's treated different in each state. In Michigan, we can allow it to go to a municipal landfill, so treat it similar to the way that trash is treated, and municipal landfills have liners and other types of technology that attempt to limit the pollution coming from those landfills. We also can put it in something called a Type 3 low hazardous industrial waste facility, which has some protection. Some do not. They were grandfathered in and don't have liners. Outside of that, coal ash is unfortunately put into our road projects underneath the road as a filler and then covered with asphalt. And then lastly, there are some areas where companies didn't know what they were doing many decades ago, such as the site we'll be outside of today that's owned by the Board of Water and Light that's considered to be a brownfield or a contaminated site, so kind of the other category. These sites are leaking contaminants as we speak, and so we really need to make sure that that's stored as safely as possible.
All right, coal ash is cancer-causing?
Yes, it is, and the EPA has shown people who live near sites that are drinking water contaminated with some of the chemicals like arsenic that are leaking from these coal ash sites, they're getting cancer in rates as high as 1 in 50 people. So very, very toxic. What's surprising, though, is right now under the federal government's regime, it's less regulated than our household trash. So we see that as a problem. We know that there needs to be standard, uniform laws across the nation. We saw in Tennessee back in 2008 a dam rupture and millions of yards of coal ash dumped across several hundred acres, poisoning people's yards and killing animals, etc. So we want to make sure these time bombs are not exploding and that we really understand the dangerous nature of these coal ash.
Final question for you, Susan.
Sure.
You know you're going to hit, oh, Susan sounds like a nice person, but she's another tree hugger. This problem really isn't as bad as she says. Her data is incorrect, and coal is going to be the future for energy here in the United States because we have an abundance of it. How would you respond to that?
I would respond that coal is on its way out. It's really the fuel of the past, and we want to see Michigan transition to clean energy, which really is the future of energy sources, creating jobs here in Michigan. And there's a proposal right now for 25% renewable energy by the year 2025, and we're very confident that's going to be on the ballot this November for Michiganians to vote on. So we know that coal is on its way out because of the pollution, because of the cost. But the real future is clean energy.
All right, Susan, stay in touch with us in your efforts. We appreciate your time today.
Thank you, and let's kick coal ash.
You're listening to the Tony Connelly Morning Show on 1320 WILS, 1320WILS.com. WILS News Director up next. He'll have his top story. Should voters be able to overturn an interlocal agreement between Michigan and Canada to build that bridge from Detroit to Windsor? That next.